kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan. Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Laarnie. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan. Nasa isang de facto relationship, 25 years old, walang anak. At hindi tulad ng kalimitang sumusulat sa atin, dito na ipinanganak sa Australia si Laarnie. Pakinggan natin ang kwento niya. Kamusta po? Ako po si Laarnie, 25 years old na full-time na nagtatrabaho sa IT company. Excited na kami ng partner ko na mag-invest sa isang property. Medyo komplikado po ito dahil base sa broker, siguradong maa-aprubahan daw ang aming home loan. Nagbigay na kami ng down payment. Yun nga lang, matapos ang ilang araw, hindi raw kami na-approve sa aming loan. Pag-check daw po kasi, may credit report issues ang aking... Nang komprontahin ko po ang aking partner, umamin siyang nagkaroon ng mga pagkakataon na late ang kanyang bayad sa ibang utilities gawa ng nakaranas siya ng financial hardship mga 12 months ago. Sa totoo lang, hindi ko po alam kung ano na ang pwedeng gawin dahil dismayado ako sa nangyari at magulo ang aking isip. Sana magabayan niyo po ako. Yan ang may peraan question natin at para muling magsilbi bilang gabay ni Laarnie, makakasama natin muli si Miss Maria Papa. Miss Maria, kamusta po tayo?
Mabuti, Christina. Kumusta naman kayong lahat dyan?
Okay naman po.
Napakagandang senaryo mo tungkol kay Laarnie.
Exactly. Napakinggan nyo na po ang kwento ni Laarnie. Siyempre gusto lang nating himay-himayin ng kaunti. Okay, first off, ang broker nga ba ang nagkamali sa pagbigay ng payo na ituloy ang pag-apply for a home loan? Sige, i-explain nyo po. Ano po kaya yung naging basihan ng broker which might have led him or her to recommend applying for a loan?
Good question. Ano? I do have a lot of first home buyers, and even if they have the best income, they have a lot of savings, di ba? There's still that fear of getting approved for a home loan. And of course, there's this fear na madedecline sila sa home loan. Napakaganda na ng scenario. And I think the broker saw that they've got a good employment history, good savings. Wala siyang makitang issue, no? But I think there's something here that's missing. Kasi we always check. And they're young, ano? We always check yung ano nila, yung credit report nila. And this is something that's being missed out by some people, di ba? So I'll introduce to you two things, credit report and credit scoring. So, merong tatlong credit bureaus or credit reporting bodies. So si Ilion, si Experian, at saka si Equifax. So if you Google credit reports, makikita nyo itong three reporting bodies na to. Now, they actually keep tab of all your, yung credit history mo, yung sinabi yung credit history. So if you take out a personal loan or a credit card, that actually becomes an entry. Historically, may entry ka na umutang si Laarnie ng pambili ng kotse. Or like, let's say, kung nag-apply ka ng utilities mo, like yung mga lumipat ka sa apartment mo, nag-apply ka ng ano mo, water, electricity, and all that, that takes a hit on your credit history. So every time you go to a bank to get a loan, that is a credit inquiry. Ang tawag dyan, credit inquiry. So, nag-i-inquiry yung banko tungkol sa credit history mo. Ngayon, ang credit report is very critical for banks when they are lending you money. Kasi, pagka masyadong, so meron akong sinabi sa'yo kanina, yung credit score. So, yung credit score is a reflection ng laman ng credit report mo. So, pag very busy yung credit report mo, laging may inquiry about you from different institutions, financial institutions, there's something going on there. And a credit history of about 20 inquiries, more than 20 inquiries in the last 5 years, malikot na yan for the banks. Also, every time na, di ba, nagbabayad ka every month ng mga utilities mo, o kaya mobile phone mo, Optus, pagka na late ka ng payment, any of those, or even your credit card, na late ka ng payment, makikita mo magkakaroon ng number one. Ibig sabihin, late ka ng around 29 days or more than 29 days. Pag wala kang late, check-check lang yan, 000. Pag may late ka ng isa, 29 days. Pag late ka ng 59 days, dalawa yung makikita doon, number two for that particular month. So pag meron ka mga ganung late payments consistently, which happened to this to Laarni's partner, de facto partner, makikita ng banko yan. Kasi maglilitaw yan doon sa credit report mo. And every time na meron kang ganung late payments, or every time you have a lot of credit inquiries, alam mo yan, yung credit score mo, bumababa yan. And so, the credit score is a number from 0 to 1,000 or 0 to 1,200. Ngayon, pag ang credit score mo is below 600, medyo hindi ka masyadong maganda para sa banko. Hindi ka masyadong type ng banko, especially the big four. Between 600 to 800 average, okay ka lang. Pwede, pautangin ka above 600. Between 800 to 1,000, maganda na yan. So if you're in that category, gusto kang pautangin ng banko. In this aspect, hindi siguro na check ng broker na yung credit report, and they can get that for free. They can request these credit bureaus or credit reporting bodies for a free copy of your credit report para makita mo na before you apply for a loan.
So they could have avoided this mistake or this hiccup, no? By asking for that credit report na libre naman nilang makukuha.
Yes. They can order it online. You just go online dun sa, sabi sa'yo, si Equifax, Experian, Ilion, just order it online and they'll give you a free copy of your credit report and your credit score.
Ayan. Okay. Yun nga sana yung ideal scenario, no? Na dire-diretso ang proseso. Pero ngayon, na ito na nga yung credit report issues ng partner nila, Arnie, na talagang na mukhang malaking hadlang sa kanilang plano.
Oo.
Okay, ano na ngayon? Exactly, ma'am. Yung mga pwede nilang gawin, okay, to remedy the situation. Would you recommend that, what, maghahanap ba sila ng ibang broker para tulungan sila, or baka naman may ibang banko na pwede silang lapitan that can actually accommodate yung loan nila? Sige, ma'am. Go ahead po.
They can actually, there will be banks that can lend them today, because right now, the interest rates are around 2% to 3%. Mataas na nga ang 3, 2.5 dapat eh. But if that is the condition ng kanyang credit report, they will only lend to someone like the part, yung partner situation, to around 4 or 5%. And so parang doble yung babayaran mong repayment sa pagbabayad ng bahay mo. So I don't think it's even worth it. But in this situation, sabi, kinonfront nila Arnie, di ba, yung kanyang partner. Meron siyang financial hardship, di ba? Which is the reason why she was not able to pay the utilities on time. So, there might be some reason there. Like, you know, 12 months ago, a lot of people were going through COVID. And so, some people were laid off or furloughed, I think, in their jobs. Mm-hmm. And so, but they were taken back, di ba, after about a couple of months, binalik naman uli sila sa trabaho. But this may be a reason for him to parang maging late yung payments niya. Biglang nawala. Siyempre, unahin muna niyang pagbili ng pagkain niya bago magbayad ng mga utilities niya and all that, no? But if this happened, they can actually request the bank for compassionate reasons na kung pwede sanang tanggalin, di ba, yung late payments na dun sa credit report niya. That's one way of approaching it. Another way of approaching it is, like, if it's there, then probably he can just pay it out kung kaya na niyang bayaran and then close it. And then not get any new credit facility in the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ang credit score naman, Christina, ang kagandahan, pagka hindi ka masyadong malikot o hindi ka nagtitake out credit for another 12 months, alam mo ba na aakit yan, yung credit score mo?
Oh,
so if you're, let's say, below 600, pwede na yan maging 700 or 750 to 800 kasi nga, mabait ka, malinis.
Mm.
And if you do that for the next 24 months, easily, in the next 12 to 24 months, makakuha ka ng bagong loan.
Ayan. Okay. Thank you so much po dahil I'm sure, Ms. Maria, nabigyan nyo ng pag-asa itong sila Arnie, of course, by providing her with some options also. So again, yeah, meron naman palang ganong option na pwede ka naman palang makiusap sa bangko. Diba? I-appeal mo na tanggalin yung record na yon, oh, late payment, yes, sa credit report mo. And siguro naman, on compassionate grounds, baka naman pagbigyan ka, la Arnie. Hindi po ba?
Yes, yes, that's possible. Just explain to them your situation.
Ayan. O, diba? Maraming salamat ulit sa ating tampok na eksperto, si Ms. Maria Papa, sa uulitin po. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email lang ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil lagi naming sinasabi, pwede naman naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan ang podcast na ito sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino at laging tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan.
May peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.